Today is not the culmination of stewardship, but a Sunday for us to pause and celebrate our commitments to date and those to come. We are grateful for all who have dropped cards in the steeple or returned them to the church office already. If you happen to have it in your pocket, you're welcome to drop it in the offertory plate as it's passed in just a few minutes. If you happen to forget yours, like I did this morning, there are some available in the pew back in front of you. We encourage you to continue reading the testimonies coming out over the next few weeks, as they are as heartfelt as the ones that you have already heard. So please join me in the declaration of commitment printed in the worship order. Today we recommit ourselves to learning, serving, and worshiping together as River Road Church. Today we renew our promises with God and with one another, including our promise to give generously to God's work in and through our church. We know that today is not simply about pledges, for we celebrate the numerous ways we seek to commit ourselves to God. We recommit ourselves to God's work of justice in a deeply divided world. We are called to know and love God, nurture each other, and welcome all people in the name of Jesus Christ. As individuals, we make these promises to River Road Church as a whole. Together as a congregation, we make promises to each individual member. Together with the prophet Jeremiah, we proclaim with one voice. All that we are, all that we have, and all that we will become is a gift from God. May we as Christians recognize the need to respond with gratitude to God's many gifts. For this we pray. Loving, caring, and gracious Lord, we are so excited to be here on this Commitment Sunday at River Road Church. Help us to understand that all we have comes from the outpouring of your generosity. Inspire in our hearts a deep sense of gratitude and move us to share what we have received with the same immensity of spirit in which it was given. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. You are the true example of what being a cheerful giver should look like. We bring these commitments to share our blessings with you and to carry out the work that you have called us to do. These commitments are not only a commitment to you, but a commitment to our church, our community, our faith family, the individuals to our left and right, and also to ourselves. We humbly accept the challenge to share with our means rather than our excess. We recognize that being a good steward is nothing more than being truly Christian. We are called to cast our nets aside and follow you. This morning represents our commitment to doing that. Whether the commitment today is our first, our 50th, larger than last year, or our time or talents, please use these to help us grow closer to you, our neighbors, our family, and ourselves. We pray that you will take these commitments and bless them in such a way that they will be utilized to spread your love to those that are in need, those that are suffering, those that are rejected, those that are hungry, and those that are simply looking for hope and something more in this world. Amen.